And one listener says, very much looking forward to the price of my coffee or meal out coming down from July 1st. Well, look, that is the hope, and that is one of the things that is happening over the next number of days. The hospitality rate is being reduced for food, and being reduced indeed for hospitality and for food, with a drop from 13.5% to 9% this coming Wednesday. With me in the line to talk about this and other issues is Minister Alan Dillon, who is Minister for State for Employment, Small Business and Retail in the Circular Economy. Minister, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and to your listeners.
Okay, hospitality VAT rate 1%, or sorry, July 1st, coming down from 13.5% to 9%. The industry has been waiting for this one. What do you hope to see, and do you expect to see a reduction in prices for people?
Well, look, Gerry, I think in Kerry, people don't need to tell them how important hospitality and tourism is. It's part of your everyday lives there in towns like Killarney and Carrickshaven. You know, Dingle, Listowel and Tralee, these businesses are central to employment and to the local economy. And the truth is, you know, I suppose a place can look busy in the summer, but that doesn't mean that business is making money. And we've seen in recent months costs have gone up across the board, be it food, electricity, insurance and rent. So, you know, a business can be full but still be under pressure. So that's why government have stepped in with the 9% VAT rate, because it matters. It certainly was a key programme for government commitment. It was a measure that Fine Gael promised during the last election, and it gives businesses breathing space. It gives them certainty, and it helps them, you know, to keep people employed locally. And I think, you know, that these are the biggest points to factor in, because government has indeed put tourism back at the heart of the enterprise brief, and tourism is enterprise, it's the small businesses, it's the jobs, it's the investment, and again it's the regional development. And you can see that right along the Wild Atlantic Way, hospitality and tourism is one of the biggest shows in town, and if we value those communities, we have to support the businesses at the heart of that. So very much the significance of this, as I said earlier, is the permanent measure, and it will improve viability, it'll support cash flow, and it'll give certainty and remove the annual cliff edge around the discussion around the VAT rate. So we'll continue to work with businesses on the broader cost agenda, but I suppose from the 1st of July, they will have certainty on the 9% rate.
Okay, with that in mind, positive figures came out from PwC in the last day or so, showing an almost 26% decline in insolvencies in the hospitality sector in the first half of the year. That may well be businesses hanging on, trying to hope or trying to see that the VAT rate may make their year break even, or maybe even make a profit. That is a hope, because costs have gone up. Energy is a killer at the moment, energy prices for all businesses, including hospitality.
Well, certainly. And you know, I meet businesses within the hospitality and tourism sector. I meet many retailers directly, and I understand that. And indeed, no single measure will solve every cost pressure. That is one part of that. As you said, energy, insurance, food costs, they've all increased. But as I said earlier, we will continue to work with businesses on the broader cost agenda. We have established the Cost of Doing Business Advisory Forum and the Small Business Unit within our Department of Enterprise. And, you know, we are continuing to engage with businesses in terms of the wider business support system, through the local enterprise offices, to the National Enterprise Hub, SEAI business supports, and indeed digital supports, to allow businesses to, you know, pivot to their online presence. And again, these are important steps, and we'll continue to do a lot more in this regards. But today, you know, that matters. That measure matters, and it sits along the broader push to support smaller businesses into the future.
Do you think, alongside that, when you're looking at the season that there is and people are hoping for an uptick after a rocky start to the year, that there will be an improvement in numbers? And looking at what's happening across Europe with the heat wave that's there, in the last couple of years now we're seeing incredible temperatures in normal holiday destinations in France, in Italy and in Spain, for the key months of the year, that Ireland could be maybe attracting a new type of tourism, a more sustainable type of tourism?
Well, certainly, I think that's very evident. You know, if you look at the Irish climate, it is attractive destination for many European tourists now. And I suppose our ambition within government is very clear that we want to continue to grow our tourism sector to support jobs in regions and local businesses. And that means more visitors, you know, stronger domestic tourism, better off-season activity. We're also seeing the new tourism policy, new era for Irish tourism, and that will provide more investment into visitor experiences and better supports for smaller tourism businesses. And a strong focus on that is around, you know, ensuring that SMEs have the access to the supports, and I know Fáil Gearland do a wonderful job in that regard. And I think, you know, tourism is being treated very seriously by government. It's back, as I said, within the enterprise brief, because that's where it should sit. It's about the cafes, the guest house, the restaurants, the guides, and those who work within communities to deliver festivals and attractions. And certainly we put a really strong emphasis on that. And that's why we were very much focused on delivering on the VAT rate reduction. I know Fine Gael has campaigned on this for a long period, and it's great to see it now being implemented on the 1st of July.
Okay, what can you say to me this morning about your government's plans in relation to the continuing reductions in excise and petrol and diesel to help those businesses and everyone in the country, really, at least in part, beyond the July 31st deadline? What's going to happen here? What would you like to see happen?
Well, certainly, I think it's important to say from the outset that the fuel excise reductions were introduced as a temporary targeted support at a time where prices surged very sharply. But again, I just want to reassure people that there'll be no cliff edge here. Any changes will be done gradually and sensibly, and recognising that while prices have eased somewhat, we also understand that there is cost of living pressures and that they are very real. We will have the government party leaders meet this evening, and they will formulate a decision that will go to cabinet tomorrow. And indeed, clarity will be given well in advance to the July 31st deadline, because, you know, people will know where they stand and that there will be no last minute surprises. So, you know, this is very much about doing the sensible thing, continuing to support families, you know, avoiding any sudden shocks, and managing the country's finances responsibly, because the package that we did deliver back in March and April was one of the largest across the European Union, over €750 million to support households and families, but also support critical sectors within our economy. And we have seen the importance of that in terms of managing inflation, and I think the balance and the focus on the balance now will that we'll have to continue to keep people informed every step of the way.
Okay, Minister, can I ask you just on a separate issue for your government's management of semi-state agencies and the work that they're doing? We have the situation in Irish Rail where we're learning this morning they wrote down payments of $28.2 million made to a company that was meant to put an IT system into place. Also, $17 million spent on project management costs to support Indra's work. That's also been written off. We learned yesterday Commissioner Palala has a flawed IT system, $5 million spent on that. It's been found to be falsifying public planning records. The controversy-plagued organisation is scrambling now to implement a new IT system in the wake of criticism by a High Court judge. You put it together with the Arts Council and the million spent on its IT system a number of years ago. What is going on? Why can these state agencies not get their act together on IT systems?
Well, certainly it's hugely disappointing. And what I would say, Gerry, that's why we have structures within the Oireachtas to hold semi-state and state agencies to account. I was a former member of the Public Accounts Committee, and we had the fiasco within RTE. We have had other, you know, IT projects that have been a shambles, and these employees need to be held to account in regards to their roles. And I think accountability is very, very important within public life, but also within those within public and civil servants. So I would hope that the ministers with responsibility for their respective departments and who are ministers for respective agencies would investigate in regards to how this happened, how it occurred, who was responsible, and I'm sure many of these
will there be accountability though? Because very often we just hear these stories and there's no impact on anybody and the same mistakes end up getting made over and over again.
Well, like, certainly we do need, and the public wants trust that there will be accountability and that those who made these decisions are answerable, not just to the Oireachtas committees and the public representatives that they elect, but also the fact that the taxpayers' money needs to be used to the best of its purpose. And again, we need to have stronger accountability, and I suppose that's what we are there for within our committees, within our roles as elected representatives. And at times it can be frustrating, I accept that, but we do need to work within the realms of what we can control and what we can't control. And some of the examples that you've highlighted do need further investigation, and I would certainly welcome any Oireachtas investigation into these projects.
Yeah, and then yet we learned this morning in a similar headline across another newspaper from the IT story that transport bosses are in year for 3 years of pay hikes, 225,000, 240,000, that type of salary at the top of organisations like this.
Well, there's always a challenge at times to recruit the best for each or individual organisations. And again, there is a competitive process. That's notwithstanding, you know, the requirements to work within certain salary and remuneration bands. But again, if you are looking for the best type of people to deliver billion euro projects, then you need to ensure that you can bring in a wider pool of professionals. And I'm not very familiar with the specific case that you're talking about, but I know for the wider state agencies, it has been a challenge to get those skill sets and get those senior leadership positions filled. And again, I know in some instances, yeah, ministers have refused to increase salary bands. And I think everything is kept under review.
Yeah, better expenditure, though. Better top salaries means better performance. And when we're seeing failed IT systems, you'd have to ask questions, surely.
Well, certainly it's not acceptable. And you know, if people are in key decision-making roles, then they need to deliver and they need to be subjected to the full rigours of accountability if delivery isn't achieved. And I absolutely accept that. It wouldn't be accepted in a private company or a private entity. It shouldn't be accepted within the public service or the public sector also. Okay. And I would be one that would be very much of that opinion.
Okay, Minister, final point for you. One of our listeners this morning says Mayo for Sam. Would you agree?
Well, we're not getting too carried away, I don't think. We should, Gerry, to be honest. I think over the weekend, we were delighted to get over Cork, and I'm sure people in Kerry probably would have shared a similar view, but there was a freshness about us. And again, you know, Loud are there on merit also. To see them win with 14 players showed some character. So a really exciting weekend of football. I think, you know, I know your previous contributors were talking about the football championship. It's very exciting, very unpredictable. I think the new rules have certainly shone through over the last number of weeks. So I'm really looking forward to 2 weeks' time. And, you know, there's a great opportunity there to get back into an Ireland final. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, OK, Minister, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme. It's Minister Alan Dillon with us on the line. If you have a view on what he had to say in relation to the hospitality VAT rate, would you like to see prices coming down from Wednesday for a cup of coffee or a meal out or a holiday you're planning to take in Ireland? Get in touch with us on the programme in relation to that. And what do you think? Do you think that there will be more people holidaying here, both domestic tourists choosing to stay here because of the extreme temperatures across Europe or not? We'd love to hear your views on that.